All right, dig in.
All right. Tribal members, men, women, and children, were dressed in traditional Creek finery from head to toe. Dan Helms, an officer with the Santa Rosa County Creeks, greeted the audience on a warm, sunny morning at the site.
Hens Jay Estongo. Hello. How are you?
This is not a hobby that we have. This is our heritage, and this is our mission to preserve that heritage.
A similar greeting was offered by tribal leader Tom Nichols.
Ishtongo Miko Haolate Tawa. Hello, how are you? My name is Chief Blue Eyes. We started the tribe in 1990 with 3 members. Today we have over 1,200, I believe. And we hoped and prayed and worked our tails off to get what we've got today. And I want to especially thank our tribal council for the work they have done over the years to make this possible.
The 4,000-square-foot center will house various items from Native cultures in fulfilling its mission to halt the loss of Native American culture and artifacts and to promote education. The Creeks, through Dan Helms, expressed their gratitude for one major boost for the project.
We are so glad to have you here to see the support that our community is offering to the tribe is just amazing. As you can see, there's a few things around here that have Impact 100 on it.
Impact 100 provided 2 grants to pay for infrastructure and construction of the facility. Impact President Mary Asmar says helping out such projects benefits both the recipient and them.
These type of high impact grants are the ones that make our members join year after year. By preserving the history of all the generations that came before you in order to educate the generations that shall come after you is a noble cause that the women of Impact are very proud to be a part of.
The 2 grants awarded to the Santa Rosa Creek, says Asmar, is a testament to the tribe's strength.
Thousands of people will visit these tribal grounds, families, school children, and your story will be told over and over in perpetuity. Your dream has now become a reality, not just today, but forever. I know that the women of Impact are very happy to see what is being done here, that you will now have a permanent building and a permanent footprint in this community.
We've had a dream for over 30 years to have a place like this, our own land, and to have our own building that we could actually teach our heritage and culture from.
Larry Holt is chairman of the Tribal Council. For him, it's the culmination of efforts such as going out and giving presentations and hosting events for both children and adults aimed at keeping Native culture alive.
Because it is a wonderful culture, the Creek Nation and the Native Americans all across this nation. But this is a great day because we're embarking onto having our own land and our own buildings where the Native American can walk again and know it's their land and they don't have to leave it.
The facility will also be home to a genealogy resource center, along with space for hosting educational presentations. The Creeks hope the center will become a major destination for school field trips. Once again, Chief Blue Eyes.
It was once said, without a dream, there's no reality. Without reality, there's no dream. So dream, and that's what we have done.
Construction of the Native American Cultural Center is on a fast track, scheduled to be completed by late November, in time for the Santa Rosa Tribe's 27th annual powwow, which is held every year the weekend before Thanksgiving. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.